Request repair and post notices. Herring Creek Sewer and Winding Creek Village Water. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm here before you to request permission for Sussex County Engineering Department to prepare and post notices for a public meeting to establish a boundary for the Herring Creek Sanitary Sewer District. What you see on the screens is the engineering department's first blush at a boundary for the Herring Creek Sanitary Sewer District. That area highlighted in yellow. We appeared before you on January 7th of 2014 for permission to circulate petitions on the question of establishing a sewer district. We received 177 petitions in favor of looking farther into a sewer district. And since that time, we've sort of received an overwhelming request from the area for service. We've been working every angle on this project for funding. As you can see, the boundary is very large. Many of the parcels are very large, which makes the cost very high to run pipe in front of the larger lots and get the cost down. When we have the public meeting, we hear from the residents as to their interest in being included or excluded. And if we see a large area that, you know, is not in favor or has a deep concern for not being included in a sewer district, we will adjust our boundary. We have preliminary costs in place. Gina and Kathy have probably tired of hearing from me. But should the boundary change substantially, the cost would be, you know, adjusted accordingly. And once we hold the public hearing on that, we will present the cost to them. We have not specified an exact time for the public meeting yet, as we are looking at locations and dates that work with everybody. A main concern area was the Herring Creek Village area down to the lower section. We've been hearing from Herring Creek Estates and Pinewater Farms, as well as some other areas along Banks Road.
About problems?
Problems, mm-hmm. Trying to get new systems in, mm-hmm. The costs of new systems. And some failings that we know of.
Failings?
Mm-hmm. Do you have a proposed motion, sir?
I do have a motion.
Before you do that, could I ask one question? Sure. Mr. Ashman, show us I'm helping Mr. Arlett down there.
Okay.
Show us what is already on sewer, like the north side of Herring Creek. That's all sewer, correct?
This is sewer. This is sewer. This is sewer.
Okay.
Then you get into the Long Neck area.
Down below, Guinea Creek?
We kind of stop right around in this area. These parcels along here are part of Baywood. This is all Baywood over in here, so they're on their own sewer.
That's all sewer. Yep. And how about to the right there, that right corner, all those big parcels?
Is that Camp Road Road?
Over here?
Yeah, is it? Aren't they parks? Or?
Yeah, they're probably parks. They don't show up as subdivided parcels.
Right.
But yeah, that should be everything out Long Neck Road.
That should be all sewer.
That's all sewer. This area right in here is really our last
area along
the water that we really have a lot of concern with.
Mm-hmm.
The area you see up in here, very large parcels, you know, almost impossible for us to get out there and do sewer at this point in time. So we've kind of excluded that. We've looked at it. We have a plan for it. We just don't think that we need to include that at this point in time.
Or maybe those smaller lots along Herring Creek there that are left over.
Yeah, these along here.
Yeah, along there. Where's the access? That one road coming in?
There's one road that comes in.
Right,
it's sort
there,
of a
right.
dirt road through the trees, and there's another road that cuts in from the side, I think, in this way.
But they're big lots.
Very big.
They're all of them are. So they probably can accommodate that. I mean, there's not that much density, I guess, to have that much.
At this point in time, but as that, you know, if that continues to start develop and expands, we're going to look at going into that area as well.
Okay.
Got to get my scribble up here.
Your scribbler, that's nice.
Telling you.
Hey, I learned how to work this today, guys.
Wow. It's impressive.
Because Todd yelled at me.
He did?
I put my pointer on.
Is that right?
I'm getting there.
We try to brag that our staff is...
Quite impressive. Would you read your motion, please, sir?
I do have a motion. Be it moved that based on the receipt of petitions submitted pursuant to Title IX Delaware Code Section 6503, the Sussex County Council hereby grants permission for the Sussex County Engineering Department to prepare and post notices for a public meeting to establish a boundary for the proposed Herring Creek Sanitary Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make the motion, but I do have a question.
Okay, now. Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second.
Second.
Mr. Arlett, questions, Mrs. Deaver?
Mr. Ashford, just to reconsider, I understand people from Herring Creek Estates, Pinewater Farm, and Winding Creek Village are asking for this service, correct?
Correct.
And that the problem for the county expense-wise is that there are large swaths of undeveloped land within that.
Yeah, the area you see there highlighted in the blue with the crosshatch, that is actually tunnel lands or Baywood lands.
Okay.
We've had a letter, an agreement with them to include them in our boundary to keep us a contiguous boundary for our district, but we're not providing any capacity for those parcels.
Okay.
And he's agreed with that. And basically, that's force main going by them. It's not the high dollar gravity system going by there.
Well, Tunnel has his own system.
He has his own system.
And I'm sure they would probably want to put that on their system.
At this point in time.
At this point, but I'm saying, but it'd be much more advantageous for us if
you
that
know,
gets
George,
developed.
I wasn't finished talking.
Oh, I thought I heard some hesitation.
No, you didn't.
I am so sorry. You continue, please.
Regardless, we did not put capacity in for that so that the residents are not paying for capacity for them. And that's his agreement, is he does not want to be included. And he has a CPCN on the property, so we really can't serve him.
Well, and he said, I guess what I think might be coming is that this system will be expensive for the users. And I'm just, if I understand, and that's what you said, is that because there's so much undeveloped land in this area, is that correct?
It's not.
Or large lots?
It's more the large lots than the undeveloped land. Mm-hmm. If you look at the areas that we picked what's already subdivided into smaller parcels. But the parcels in Winding Creek Village and Pinewater Farms are very big parcels.
Well, I thank you very much.
We've done a lot of research for grants. I think we've got both agencies on board for grants and low-interest loans that we feel we've got the number down to a palatable number for the residents.
Well, that is a very fine community, and certainly hope that they can bear the costs. Thank you.
More questions, Council? Mr. Cole, do you have any questions?
No, she answered all my questions.
Oh, George.
Any more questions? We're going to take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
I guess yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Obviously, that's motion carried. Next, sir.
Okay, I'm going to move on the slide down to the area that was Winding Creek Village. If I get it right, we'll be okay.
Okay, this is the community just known as Winding Creek Village. We were also here on January 7th for permission to circulate petitions for a water district for Winding Creek Village. This is an area where DHSS has been monitoring wells and reported many with high nitrates and chloride, possibly from saltwater intrusion. From the results of their water tests water petitions, we received 98 in favor and zero for the no. To look at putting in a water system for Winding Creek Village. Again, we've been working with the funding agencies to get the water down, and we actually look to be buying contract bulk water from possibly Tidewater and looking at them for some operation and maintenance, but it'll be all strictly a county water district. Again, very large parcels, so costly in our thoughts. We looked at doing the O&M on our own, and that seemed to not be palatable either. That's why we looked to Tidewater for the O&M and the billing, and that seems to be working right now. Unless Gina has anything different to tell me, but that seems to be working. So we would like to go out and do a boundary for this as well and see if there's any changes. We don't think there'll be a lot of changes because people we have talked to along there are not interested in water other than those that seem to be in Winding Creek Village. There's been some stirrings from Herring Creek Estates, but they are not close enough where we think we can piggyback it with this water district.
Okay.
I have a question.
Mr. Deaver.
Help me understand why they have come to the county and they are not going to private providers. What I'm not criticizing, I'm just curious.
I'm assuming they don't like the adjustable rates from Tidewater where they seem to be going up and down annually.
Exactly.
So if they come to the county and the county creates a water district, we can mandate that everybody connect. Where if Tidewater is in there, they cannot mandate that everybody connect. So it makes
expensive.
It makes it more expensive. Yeah. If we include everybody, it seems to reduce the cost.
Okay.
Cole.
If we end up taking the method of contracting with Tidewater or the other private user, are we then what kind of guarantees, what kind of contractual arrangements would we be able to get, and would it give the people, cause that's the concern they have, is the rate increases, and the Public Service Commission approving everything, and they just keep going up. Anyway, with the county, we don't have that reputation of having as many rate increases, et cetera. So would we be held hostage, like when Tidewater does a rate increase, we would just basically roll into our system. So in other words, they're still going to get the rate increases if we contract, or, I mean, what kind of contractual arrangements have we typically done in the past? I know we contract it, do we, with Rehoboth?
Yes. Normally we enter into a long-term contract where we would try to.
What if they don't want to enter into a long-term contract? Are we?
Then the rates when we go to referendum will probably fail.
Okay. Well, my concern. that's what I'm saying. My concern is: should we be negotiating prior to us going to the referendum so that people understand?
We've been working back and forth with them on everything.
It's over with, then we're kind of stuck in a
correct
whatever they.
Before we'd go to referendum, we'd have the long-term contract in place.
In place, and contingent on the approval of sorts.
Yes.
Okay.
Question to council.
One more question.
Mrs. Deaver.
All this work you're doing, it's county expense, and is it ever recovered? The expenses we're putting, that's a big project. That's a lot of people working on these. I'm just curious.
We've probably been fighting this one for 3 years.
Yeah. We've been working on it, and we do bill our time to the project and work to get, because they're supposed to be self-supporting.
Good.
If they get approved.
If they don't get approved, if the referendum fails, we lose.
Right.
Correct.
But we track it all the way to the point.
But that's the risk we take. Mm-hmm.
Is there any good place to have a water head there, wellhead, on that property somewhere up, even above it? And say, look at that map, I'd say north. But it's evidently, it may not be north.
It is north. But I believe in what we looked at, just the county with operations and maintenance, where we don't have people out there, I think the operation and maintenance cost, whether we had a well or not, was going to make the price just unreasonable.
I know you don't have to pipe it in somewhere from Lord knows where. I thought it was somewhere, maybe you could have exploratory drilling there. I know that in my irrigations and things like that, we have to drill down and had a lot of test wells, and I thought you had some good water found somewhere, maybe that.
I think the original plan was to look at that as far as the county sinking a well, putting in a water plant, but when we started looking at operations and maintenance, we just didn't feel that the cost was even, we could even do it if we found good water.
Well, Tidewater's going to afford to do it if you guys can't do it.
More users and adjustable rate.
Do the tunnels have their own water system also, don't they?
They do.
Sure.
Do they have capacity to, maybe, could we approach them also? Because they're right next to it, almost.
We did. They were not interested.
They're not interested.
We also looked at Artesian.
Next time they approach us, we're not going to be enough.
We also approached Artesian, and they were not close by either.
But this whole area has never been under any franchise. Nobody's captured this area, so they're up for grabs, basically.
Correct.
Why couldn't they negotiate with all the private water people to maybe get the best deal?
They probably could. They're just
they
wanted to come to the county.
Well, okay. Is it something the county could do? Are there Who could provide water there? Artesian? Is Artesian available?
Tidewater could. Artesian probably could.
Where would Artesian water come from?
It's pretty far away. And Tunnel probably could as well, you know. But if they're not interested in...
Why wouldn't they be interested? I would think it would be more revenue coming into their systems.
They're actually the ones that sent us to Tidewater and Artesian. We went to Tunnel first because we figured they were the closest. And they actually sent us to Artesian or Tidewater. Didn't appear to be.
Okay. Any more questions? Let's read the motion. That's what we're voting on here.
Okay. Be it moved based on the receipt of petitions submitted pursuant to Title IX, Delaware Code 6503, Sussex County Council hereby grants permission for the Sussex County Engineering Department to prepare and post notices for a public meeting to establish a boundary for the proposed Winding Creek Village Water District.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, yes. Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Mm-hmm. Any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arnett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Helen Naylor, Rehabilitate Taxiway A, Project 14-14, Bouncing Change Order.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you
morning.
Today?
Good.
Great.
We're good.
Are you going to get out of the way?
Do you need this?
No.
So is this whole department challenged with
then technology? I would have.
The whole engineering department. Do we have to have workshops or something with you guys?
Did you come up here and play with this?
No, I don't know.
The little screen pops up.
Your shadow's in the back there. She's ready. She keeps jumping up. She's making me nervous.
Thank you.
You did good, sir. Thank you.
Good job. Yes, he did. Glad you're here on the job.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Continuing it.
My item on the agenda is to present the balancing change order for the Rehabilitate Taxiway A South project. Contract number 1414, constructed by George and Lynch Incorporated. The final change order reduces 13 of the contract items to final quantities. This change order further reduces the contract amount by $16,273.98 to a revised contract total of $476,989.62. Combined with the first change order, this balancing change order reduces the original contract price by more than 10%.
Very good.
The project started on April 13th, 2015, and was substantially complete on May 8th. Any questions?
You have a motion?
I have a motion.
We always like things that are less.
You're doing such a good job, we're going to get you to
You can keep coming back.
Right, we're going to get you to rehabilitate Sam.
Just please read your motion.
Yes, sir.
You can do such a good job with the taxiway.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that final change order number 2 for contract number 1414, Rehabilitate Taxiway A South, be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $16,273.98 for a new total of $476,989.62.
Pleasure, Council.
So I'll move. Make that.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Arlett. Mm-hmm. Questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am. Have
You're
a great
welcome.
Day.
Thank you.
Grant request. Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. President, members of Council. I have one grant for your consideration. It's the Moores. They're requesting $2,000 for their 5th annual Sussex Outdoor Summit and 2-day family festival. It is anticipated this event will bring families from over 10 states. Last council grant was $500 or $100 each in 2013 for a health coalition.
This is a 3-day thing, right, versus
it's a
1-day?
I had 2 days.
Okay, maybe 2 days. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, dude. It's at the Seashores, what's it called? The park at the inlet.
Yeah, the Delaware Seashore State Park.
Delaware Seashore Park is what it's called.
Right. Delaware Seashore State Park.
I got you.
Pleasure, Council.
I make a motion we get the same.
Second.
Yeah, we're going to grant. Now, when you say the same, we're going to grant the same, divide it five ways. So it's $400 per council person. Okay. We have a motion, Mr. Wilson. A second, Mr. Cole.
Just as she read it.
Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'm yes. Motion carried. Proposed zoning ordinance introduction. Mr. Moore?
Yes, Mr. President. First is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for land application of biosolids as agricultural fertilizer following DENREC approval to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being indexed for 100 Sussex County containing 203.0 acres more or less, filed on behalf of Synagro or Synagro Central LLC.
That's in district?
That is in Mr. Wilson's district.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Wilson introduces it. That all, sir?
No, yeah. There is another one, okay. And Mr. Lank, I'm noticing there was three listed here, and they seem to be the same. Are there different applications for those? It is also an ordinance grant of conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for land application of biosolids as agricultural fertilizer following DENREC approval to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 203.0 acres more or less.
Same thing.
And here's, there's another one too.
They're all the same. So just only, there's only one of them, I think. That was
okay.
Right. He's already introduced that.
I'll bring mine up here so I can fertilize it.
Okay. And there were the five parcels that were introduced.
Right. Okay.
Thank you,
sir. Council members' comments. Council members' comments. Do you have any comments?
I have a question.
Mrs. Deaver.
I live on Plantation Road, and I enjoy going through that brand new intersection that was built by DelDOT. It's got everything. It's got all the bells and whistles, and it's just a pleasure. Would it be appropriate to have a letter written on my behalf from the county complimenting DelDOT for a job well done? In my opinion, of course. Would we be able to?
Well, are you going to do that for every improved intersection, or just the one at your house?
Well, that's my district.
That's what I want. Well, no, I know. It just sounds like.
Well, I've done it for Route 1, as a matter of fact.
I just ask you the questions. I'd like to see a lot of letters out there.
And if you want me to write a letter for you, I'll do that.
Would you?
Is there any opposition to us writing a letter thanking DelDOT and congratulating them to do whatever?
Well, she can write a letter anytime she wants.
I wanted to just
write a letter.
She wants it from the council. So
that would be wonderful. And
don't Facebook it or don't tweet it.
Oh, get out of here.
Write a letter.
But I think it would help build a better relationship.
There you go.
And they did a super job.
We can certainly do that. I'm sure Mrs. Griffith can certainly help you with that.
Oh, right. Good.
Anything else from the council?
I have
Mr. Cole.
Well, the engineers are up here and they're talking about rehabilitating a runway. That concerns me because when I think about rehabilitating, I think about it's people that you rehabilitate, like Dan Kramer's been rehabilitated and other people, you know. So I think we need to do, like with a runway, shouldn't we say upgrade or repair or something like that as opposed to rehabilitate it? That's just a suggestion.
Is that an engineering term versus loss, you think, or that's just...
Chip Guy, could you look into the definition of rehabilitate and see if that's the appropriate term for a runway?
Alcoholism.
Chip believes it would be, but he'll investigate it for you.
Mm-hmm. Get back to me on that. Could you write me a letter about in response? No, I don't take tweets. I don't tweet.
Any more comments from council? Okay. Entertain a motion now to go to executive session for land acquisition.
Yeah.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have the motion carried. We're now in executive session for land acquisition. Down.